Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series. We feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com, discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Ginger Jenks, a master coach and internationally recognized leader in the coaching profession. Since 1995, Ginger has helped thousands of people be more successful, and she is author of the book, Wag, Live, Love, What Dogs Teach Us About Happiness and Life. And today we're going to be talking about how to get more joy and better results in life. So welcome, Ginger.
Thank you, Stacey. Good to be here.
It's our pleasure to have you. So now, why do you say you need to go after joy first before the results?
Well, research has proven that we are more creative, more resourceful, and more productive when we're in a state of positivity. And so if you're thinking, you know, I'll be happy once I sell my business, have the right relationship, retire, make enough money, or buy my dream house, you've got it backwards. You're waiting too long, because you'll get all those things faster if you create a platform for joy to operate from, because you'll have your best self to bring all that energy toward making those goals happen.
So how do you begin? How do you find that joy in this life of maybe being bogged down by responsibilities and deadlines and rush, 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 and everything is so crazy all the time? How do you find that joy?
You know, that's a great question, and discovering what it is the first step. So most people focus on, it's got to be something big, you know, like that dream house, but it's often simple things. So, you know, thinking back to when you were a kid, what made you happy, or the happiest times in your life, it can be really simple things. A song that you sing, you know, or play over and over and sing at the top of your lungs. For, you know, one client of mine that's running 100-mile races, that to me would not be joyful. But he loved it.
You and me both. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, so everyone has their one thing that really gets them going. So you have this one thing, whether it's, for me, a lot of times I'll just put this example out there. It's singing in the car. I just love to sing in the car. For some reason, even though everyone can still see you in the car, you just feel like you're in this bubble where you can just belt it out and not care. And I think that for me, gives me whatever, 3.5-4 minutes of pure happiness all the time. So you can start with that one thing you're saying, right, Ginger? And then do you build on that?
Right, and it's finding those ingredients. It's like nutrition, right? You have to eat every day. And so if singing in the car makes you happy, do it every single day. You know, play your favorite songs. Make a CD list that does that. So knowing what makes you happy is first. You know, and second is then, you know, connecting with people on a regular basis. Connection is the lifeblood of relationships, and it comes back to you. So you've got your little practice that you're doing of singing in the car every day. The next step is then connecting with the people who matter to you and who give you energy. There's also, you know, people who drain you. And so it takes some courage to let go of those people, but you want to be that positive juice in the battery that everybody you see, you add some connection to. And it comes back to you in ways you don't even realize sometimes. I had a friend who was down in the area this past weekend at an agility trial, and I missed seeing her when I went over there. But she came by with her dog. Dogs are my passion. They're my one thing that give me joy every day, and I leverage from that. And she was having an issue with her agility dog, and I took the time to meet her for an ice cream cone and work with her dog downtown for a half hour. And we made some progress. She was really happy. But then the next day, she wrote this wonderful post on Facebook saying, oh, my friend Ginger took the time to help me and blah, blah, blah. And you know what? I'm a coach. So that helps me too when that gets shared around. So if you just think about, how can I add value? How can I connect with this person all the time? That brings joy that keeps multiplying.
And is that part of the happiness platform? I know you talk a lot about that.
Yes.
That there are 30 different ways to build it?
Right. In the book Wag, Live, Love that I wrote, those are 30 practices, basically, that you could incorporate into your life. And if you wanted the Cliff Notes version, to me, there's, you know, 5 points that are really important. So the 5 that you know, are the basic building blocks is know what makes you happy and get it often, connect, deserve to win. We all want to win, but you have to be honest with yourself and say, you know, have I done everything that I can to make sure that I actually deserve to win? Have I worked hard? Have I prepared? Am I bringing my best self all the time? And when you know you deserve to win, you feel fine, even if it's not your day.
Mm-hmm.
And practicing gratitude and cultivating resilience. Because bad things happen to all of us, but how well we bounce back from that and the story we tell, the meaning we give to those events, really is part of the happiness platform. Right? So let's say that mm-hmm. you lost your job. You got laid off. You could say, wow, I'm a loser. They didn't think I added any value to the company. I'm probably going to lose my house. My family will leave me. And whoa, you just went down a big trail, right?
Right.
So think about what's a different story you could tell about that. You could say, well, I got pushed off the cliff, but I was ready for a change. Clearly, this wasn't the right fit. It's an opportunity for me to take the next step in my career. Do I want to live somewhere else? Do I want to stay in the same profession? And you can take it as a way to grow yourself, or you can take it as a way to beat yourself up. So that practice of cultivating resilience and giving the right meaning to the stories that you're telling is critical to staying joyful, because that first one is debilitating,
mm-hmm,
right?
Right.
And the second
Absolutely.
One is that place where you get creative, resourceful, and productive. That's why the happiness has to come first. If you say, I'm only going to be happy when I get the new job, oh my gosh, what if it takes a year to get a new job? Are you going to be unhappy that whole time?
Great point. That is a great point. So you want to create this habit of happiness, of joy, and then while
mm-hmm.
you're in it, all of the things that you're looking for, they're easier to achieve because you're not, like you said, you're not bogged down with debilitating thoughts and self-hate, which I think can sometimes happen with us when something doesn't go our way, or, oh man, I just screwed up on the diet again. I'm such a jerk. I always do this. So, right? So you say you totally change the narrative. And I think that that is a great way to start building your joy and your happiness platform, changing the narrative. That's really important.
It is. And it's the difference between making conscious choices and letting life happen to you. So you can be somebody that life happens to, or you can be somebody that happens to life. And so these things are not difficult. And people say, well, yeah, I know these things, you know, like practicing gratitude. Okay, well, it's not enough to know about them. It's mm-hmm. do you have a plan to integrate them into your life? Integration is the key. And so, for instance, the first thing that I do every morning and the last thing I do before I go to sleep is a gratitude practice. I rattle off 30 things just as quick as I can so that I could say I'm grateful. Oh, my gosh, look at all the things I have in life. You know, and you could do it in literally like 3 seconds. If I were to just start, it'd be like to be grateful to be alive, to not have the flu, for 3 wonderful dogs, for a friend, for a sunny day, for a beautiful song, delicious food, enough food for a family that loves you, on and on and on.
Right.
So having that practice every single day makes me say, whoa, look at everything I've got. And all of a sudden, I feel supported. And when you feel supported, you can achieve more. It makes me say, okay, what do I want to do next? Instead of saying, oh my gosh, what am I going to do about this?
Yeah, wow. You have so many tips, Ginger. And listen, you only gave us five ways to build your happiness platform, but you have 30 more in the book, Wag, Live, Love. So if everyone wants to learn more about those tips and how to create that joy from which results can then follow, you can learn how to do that, achieve more joy, better results in your life by visiting Ginger Jenks' website, which is wagliveLove.com for the book, as well as MagellanGJ.com. And I'll spell that. That's MagellanGJ.com. And you can email Ginger, mention this interview, JenningsWire.com, email Ginger, Ginger@MagellanGJ.com, and you can get a complimentary coaching session that will supercharge your path. Well, thanks, Ginger. That was very nice of you.
Thank you, Stacey. It was a pleasure.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts just like this one. So please enjoy more posts on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.